Well, Merry Christmas, folks. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton. I want us to do something a little bit different. I want to introduce you to one of the best friends I've ever had in my life, Mr. James Wallace, better known as Dub. And Dub is approaching 80 years old, and he grew up down on the Texas-Mexico border back in the 30s and 40s. We want to talk about Christmas time back in those days. Dub, thank you a lot for being with us, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate it, Luke.
You know, I know things were way different back in when you were growing up down on the Mexican border. Tell us about what this time of the year was like back when you were a little boy working with your dad on those big ranches and trapping. And I know Christmas time was like then as now a special time, wasn't it?
It sure was. I wasn't near as interested in Santa Claus as I was getting out there to run that trap line.
Yeah, and your dad, he was a master trapper, and he also worked those big old ranches down there. And Dub, you've told me that you were almost as wild when you were a little boy as the deer and turkey that y'all were after, weren't you?
That's right, wild as a goat, man.
And you would always be with your family there around Christmas at the camp, correct?
Oh yeah, they'd be camp. Daddy'd have camp made in a goat shed, you know, and that was our protection sometimes. And well, as soon as school was out, immediately we headed to the ranch. If, you know, when we had to move to town to go to school, because there wasn't no school bus routes out there. And we immediately headed to the camp right then.
Well, would your dad already have his trap line set up, you know, when you got there usually, Dub?
Oh yeah. The season, trap season, started the 1st of December, but he was out there. He jumped the gun a little bit, you know. He'd prime up. Probably the 15th of November, he'd go to camp, you know. And, he's already set up. He'd have, I don't know, maybe 100 traps, I don't know, set, but a bunch, you know.
How long, just estimating, how long a trap line would he run?
Luke, I don't know. I'd say 5 miles. They had two. They had a morning trap line and an evening trap line. They'd, I'd say 5 miles or something. And it was on foot, too. We didn't have no pack mules or nothing like that, you know.
That'd be a load then when you get to the end of that trap line with ringtails. That was one of the targeted critters
that was the main target, because I like to catch coons, and my daddy hated them because they didn't bring anything, you know. They'd bring 50 cents where a ringtail bring 2.5, you know.
And Dub, I bet you in 1940, and that was a pocket full of change, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, and it was. Besides the enjoyment.
Yes, I'm sorry for interrupting you, Dub. Tell us this: you had your he had his trap line, and then then you had one, didn't you?
Oh yeah. He'd always had me a short line set, say 10 traps or something. You know, I was a pretty small fella that I could walk to, you know.
He'd
have me one set and ready, so then he'd go with me the next day and show me where they were, you know, so I could run them by myself.
I say, what memories you have to look back on, man. That's an era that was back then, and it's I really appreciate you, Dub, taking the time to share all this with us, because many of us will never experience that. Folks, our guest is James Wallace. We're going to, all of his friends, which is everybody listening, will call him Dub, because he'll be your friend if you ever meet him and spend a little time with him. But we're going to get Dub back next week, and let's talk about the cooking that you did and your mother and dad did, Dub. How about that?
Okay, that'd be great.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com. Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com. New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.